If you've ever felt like you're getting a raw deal on your home loan, you probably are. That's the message from the competition regulator, which says there's less than vigorous competition between Australia's big four banks, and borrowers should press for a better deal. Our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has the ACCC's latest report on mortgage pricing, and he joins me now. Peter, the ACCC is pulling no punches about the way banks market their mortgages to borrowers.
That's right, Rachel. And the ACCC has been investigating mortgage pricing by the big five banks hit by that bank levy imposed in last year's budget as the government pushed back against the Royal Commission, which is now underway. The ACCC says pricing for mortgage discounts is opaque and it's difficult for customers to make informed choices. The ACCC's interim report into mortgage pricing says borrowers who don't regularly review their deals are disadvantaged, citing less than vigorous competition, especially between the big four banks. The ACCC says while discounts are a major factor, some are advertised, but the discretionary ones are not transparent to consumers. The ACCC's chairman, Rod Sims, says for many customers, it's almost impossible to work out if they're getting the best deal, and that it seems for banks, loyalty means nothing.
Virtually no one's paying the headline rate. People are getting various discounts, but the problem is those discounts aren't visible. And interestingly, and I think very worryingly, you often have loans sold as no frills. You can often find that on a standard loan, you get a cheaper rate than you will on the no frills loan. Being loyal to your bank, I'm afraid, is going to be often costing you money. So I'm afraid in the short term, that's what customers need to do. They need to shop around.
That's the ACCC chairman, Rod Sims, there speaking in Sydney. Now, Peter, this report has been released right as the Financial Services Royal Commission looks at incentives and commissions that have been, in part, encouraged by the misconduct.
That's right, Rachel. Although the ACCC is not linking this to misconduct or the Royal Commission, and that as far as they can see at the moment, banks are operating within the law. But clearly this interim report is a message to the banks that they need to be a bit more upfront and transparent with customers, especially as the Royal Commission looks at the way brokers get their incentives through things like trailing commissions that go to a broker for the life of the loan. Today, the Commission's heard that these commissions are a potential conflict of interest. We've also seen a letter from the outgoing CBA Chief Executive Ian Narev, where he says those incentives could lead to poor customer outcomes.
Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.